moving along the border now to Texas, where there's widespread poverty and a lack of health insurance. And with that comes high rates of obesity, high blood pressure, and diseases like diabetes. For people who can't afford medication to treat these conditions, the most accessible options are cheaper prescription drugs available in Mexico. But physicians and law enforcement are tracking a relatively new trend: the smuggling of prescription medications from Mexico to the U.S. for patients who no longer feel safe shopping for them across the border. Fronteras correspondent Lauren Madelon of Marfa Public Radio reports.
Pharmacist Jorge Sandoval opens for business in a village in Chihuahua, Mexico, about an hour south of Presidio, Texas. He says people who buy his medicines these days often buy for customers they don't even know.
Es tráfico. Es que finalmente es un tráfico. Y lo que genera mucho es la necesidad de conseguirlo más barato.
Medicines are being bought in quantity here because Americans want less expensive drugs, he says.
Un alimento y al último llevan hieleras para venderle a los amigos, a los parientes.
He says people are bringing in ice chests to fill with medicines they sell to friends and relatives. One third of Texans have no health insurance, the highest percentage of uninsured in the nation. That's one reason why for years people have crossed the border for cheaper medicine, like the diabetes medicine metformin, $35 a month here, $15 in Mexico, or the blood thinner Coumadin, $60 a month here, $15 there. But what's new here is a cottage industry of smugglers buying medicines in bulk to bring back to the U.S. At a local walk-in clinic, physician Juan Nieto says patients are at risk. He says they're increasingly showing up with prescriptions that don't look quite right.
These are medications that we sometimes cannot identify. They appear to be black market, homemade, whatever.
He says patients are unapologetic about how they get medicine from Mexico without actually going there themselves.
Some of them say that they have people bring them over for them. Others say that they just buy them here. Medications have made the scene in flea markets. It's a good avenue for people to be inconspicuous and obtain their medicines without seeming like they're dealing with a drug dealer.
Some people, like Branwyn Maxwell Watts, avoid flea markets altogether. But she says she buys medicine in Mexico for friends and herself.
Mainly diabetes. A ton of high blood pressure medicine. For me, it's migraine medicine. It's something that I was providing that they needed. I didn't think about the consequences. I still don't, because I still do it.
A recent study by the British medical journal, The Lancet, says the case of Maxwell Watts is hardly rare.
There's a lot of people, and even people that I know that have gone down there in the past, that won't go down there now. Not even for their medicine. So they're always asking, do you know anybody that's going? They can pick this up for me. So
medical professionals along the border are asked the same question.
And I had a patient who had blood pressure, high cholesterol, congestive heart failure, and diabetes.
Physician's assistant Don Culbertson is talking about a patient who said he couldn't afford to buy his medicine in the U.S. So Culbertson went to Mexico. He showed up at U.S. Customs, knowing it's illegal to bring back medicine for anyone but yourself.
The customs officer asked me if I had anything to declare, and I declared medications. And he asked me if they were for me or for someone else, and I told him they were for someone else. The customs officer was a compassionate, reasonable person, and I know they have a job to do, and there are laws to uphold, but they allowed me to go through that one time.
Back in Mexico, pharmacist Jorge Sandoval speculates if there are bigger players in this seemingly growing trade. There must be, he says. He wonders if the cartels that control smuggling routes might be involved.
Ya estamos hablando como si fuera la droga en kilos, o sea, igual.
It's not one small box of pills, he says. It's done in kilograms the same way it's done with illegal drugs. U.S. law enforcement has a similar concern. In one raid alone last summer, police in Hidalgo, Texas, seized 25,000 bottles of prescription medicine, like antibiotics and steroids, at a flea market across the border from Reynosa, Mexico. Nine people were charged with running a ring that allegedly earned $5,000 a day. The Department of Homeland Security says it's now tracking the trade. For Latino USA, I'm Lorne Madelon in Marfa, Texas.